Greetings in Jesus' name on this first day of February, the year of our Lord 2023. It's currently 15 degrees here in Sanford, Maine, under beautiful sunshine conditions. It's a wonderful Wednesday, and we're looking forward to all that God has in store for us all throughout this day. I've been busy here in my office studying and reading and looking and praying and spending time with the Lord and preparing for tonight's service. I just love the Wednesday night service, Thursday night service, all the midweek meetings. I absolutely love. I look forward to all that God has in store for us through the singing, the preaching, the testifying, the sharing. And our Wednesday night services are usually very large met with the Lord, meeting with the Lord and prayer and preaching and singing. And it's just all wonderful. And we give God the glory for that. I hope that you're making your plans and preparations now to be a part of a church service tonight. Thank you for praying for us. Yesterday, we were able to pour 400 pounds of cement and grout into our holes for our volleyball sets. Took me almost all day of preparing and laboring and making sure that all of the rebar is in place. It's a second floor installation, so we had to put a bottom on it and pour it from the top and make sure it didn't bust out into the lower section of our new building. And we are giving God the glory for helping us. The boiler's running good and just cooking away. On Saturday, it's going to be, I think the high on Saturday is zero with a 40 below zero wind chill. And these times, days are tough on the oil expenses. Pray for us. I mean, we very possibly could go through 100 gallons in one day. But that's just the way it is, and not complaining. And that's the way it is for a lot of the people in the cold climates. They just have to trust God and stay on their knees and pray in all the money. And I believe God's going to do it. I want you to look here in your Bible at the book of Exodus, chapter number 28 and verse number 41. I want to look at three prerequisites for the gospel ministry. And thou shalt put them upon Aaron thy brother, and his sons with him, and shalt anoint them, and consecrate them, and sanctify them, that they may minister unto me in the priest office. Three prerequisites for Aaron's sons and the priesthood are very applicable to our ministries today. First of all, he says, and thou shalt anoint them. They are to be anointed with, they are to have the touch of God upon them. They are to be anointed with oil. And we know that oil in the Bible is a type of the Holy Spirit. And thou shalt anoint them. They shall be anointed by God. And that's the way it must be in our lives, to have the touch of God upon our lives and the anointing of God upon our lives. Many have went to a revival meeting or a special Bible conference or a special share-a-thon conference that's coming up. And it said, oh my, that man of God was anointed tonight. That man of God was anointed. That singer was anointed by God. This is a prerequisite of the gospel ministry. They shall be anointed. Number two, and consecrate them. They're set apart. They're consecrated for the work of the ministry. Not only is there an anointing, but there is a consecration that comes. There is a dedication and a separation whereby the individual consecrates themselves and are consecrated before God for the work of the ministry. And then last of all, and sanctify them. They are to be sanctified. They are to be in a position where they can be used by God. When you're anointed and you're consecrated and you're sanctified, you have went through the prerequisites of being able to be a priest for God, as Aaron was instructed to share with his sons. I wonder today, dear friend, can we say from the deep of our heart, we're anointed, we're consecrated, and we're sanctified? I pray that that's true. And may we all be used mightily by our great God and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, to impact this world with the gospel and to impact regions with starting more churches and Sunday schools and choirs and having our churches that are vibrant and filled with the power of God and the touch of God. May we experience that today. You've been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled Wednesday, and we'll talk to you once again on tomorrow.